A look at where the market stands now. All share down 0.7% at 52,223. Top 40 down 0.9%. The rand at 13.08 to the dollar, 16.22 against the pound, 13.90 against the euro. Gold price $1,238.92. Platinum at $1,003.58. And Brent crude at $55.59 a barrel. Wayne McCurry is with Ashburton Investments. What a week.
It has been a week, yeah, and it's ended on a interesting note.
What do you mean? What's... I mean, I have lots of things that I think are interesting, but I want to hear what you think is interesting.
No, look, I mean, the big speculation now, once again, because it's not new news,
yeah,
is that Brian Molefe has been appointed to Parliament and he's the next finance minister.
Yeah.
I doubt it. I don't think so. But we will have to see, of course. Yeah.
Because there's a lot in, you know, in flux and going on at the moment. Mm. And sometimes we get press releases at midnight, so we'll have to wait and see.
We'll see.
It's one of those situations. All right. Well, the rand has really been the bell of the ball this week, right?
Yes, it has. It's been very strong on the back of very high commodity prices. Iron ore, for example, is at $90. Remember, a year ago it was $40. So this is very good for South Africa and very good for our commodity companies.
Mm.
I mean... Kumba Iron Ore a year ago, the total size, the total value of the company was 8.5 billion rand.
Wow.
This year to December, with the higher iron ore price, they made a profit of 8.5 billion rand. And lucky for all us taxpayers, they made a little 2.5 billion contribution to the tax. Thank goodness for that. Otherwise, our tax increases would be bigger this year.
Hopefully, that will make a difference next week, Wednesday.
Hopefully, we'll have to see.
With the budget. It's also been a very big week for results.
Yes.
We had Woolies, Truworths. What did you make of those two?
Look, the Woolies results were not good.
They were just not good.
They're not. Yeah. Country Road in Australia is a problem. David Jones looks okay. Domestically, clothing
not
was terrible.
Mm.
And food, even though they showed an 7-odd% increase in sales, that was all due to the food prices going up. So they showed no volume increase whatsoever. Now, this was a very disappointing result for Woolworths.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes disappointing results aren't the worst things in the world, because then the share falls and you get a chance to buy a good company at a much lower price.
Yeah, but also you get the sense that they're doing all this work. There's the promotions, there's cutting prices and all of that.
And they have cut prices. They have cut prices.
Mm.
And on the clothing side, they're facing competition, as all the other clothing guys, by the H&Ms and the, I don't know, I mean, I don't go shopping, but all the overseas brands
and
that
Zara.
Have come. They've all come here. So that is competitive. But look, the outlook for South Africa is better this year than last year.
Yes.
It's not good, but it's better.
Yeah. Well, we are at the very least, expecting above 1%.
Yes. And I actually think it could be as high as 1.5. 1.5 is still inadequate, but it's better than 0.5.
Certainly.
It's 3 times better, in fact.
The banks in the spotlight this week
with the
Competition Commission. What did you make of that?
Look, the Competition Commissioner, they say they have a valid case and they must pursue it. And they must pursue it. And if individuals have breached any law, they must be pulled in front of the court and face the full might of the criminal system.
Yeah.
We must not let companies off by just paying a fine.
No, certainly.
We must just not. And in fact, I found it ironic. I don't know what to call it, actually. When the construction companies announced their results, this fine that they paid, they called it a socio-economic contribution. I mean, it sounds almost like they did a good thing, like it's like they did this voluntarily.
Why?
They paid a fine because they colluded in the World Cup, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So I think it's actually wrong that you just settle a fine and everything just disappears. I think that's
absolutely
fundamentally
wrong.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, the changes to the Competition Act last year, which now allow for, criminal prosecution.
Yeah. And I think
we'll see what happens.
And we'll see what happens in all of this. There is a little bit of stories about, I mean, this, if there is collusion in fixing the rand exchange rate. Remember, it didn't happen in South Africa. It happened in London.
Yeah.
And the majority of the banks are not South African banks. So there's a little bit of a story. Does the Competition Commissioner have jurisdiction on it? But if there's a valid case, we must pursue it.
All right. A quick look at the U.S. We had Janet Yellen speaking earlier in the week. We had Donald Trump speaking yesterday as well. Any impact on Mark?
Look, more so than what they're saying is the actual economic data. economic data points to a very strong US economy, but more importantly, I suppose, rising inflation, which means higher interest rates. Now, initially, interest rates and inflation are going up because the economy is stronger.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quite clear in America, that relationship. And initially, stock markets love it because the market, the economy is stronger.
Yeah.
So they go up and they hit record highs night after night, just about. But understand, ultimately, higher interest rates is not good for the stock market. At the end of the day, it's not good. So it might take a year for interest rates, especially the long bond rate, to get to a level where it becomes a little bit concerning for the share market. But we must just be aware of that as investors, because you're surrounded by all this good news of a very strong economy, you forget the negative effect that rising interest rates has on the share market at the end of the day.
Because it was interesting for me that, you know, the dollar initially had weakened, and I thought, hold on, but high inflation means high interest rates, which means you should be.
Look,
but now it's come back a little.
Yeah, the dollar is a funny one. It's been in such a bull market. And quite frankly, I don't know how President Trump is going to say he's going to make America great again. It's already great. It doesn't get much better than this, quite frankly. I mean, you've had a dollar bull market now for a sustained time period.
Yeah.
And no bull market lasts forever. Same as no bear market lasts forever. Look at the rand. I actually think, personally, we're heading towards the end of the dollar bull market. I think the dollar could actually be weaker over the next year or two, simply because it has been so dominant and so strong in the last, I don't know, 6 years. It's been a long time. It's been a very strong bull market in the dollar. So we'll have to see on that. A weaker dollar is actually quite good for South Africa because the commodity prices in dollars go up. So that, you know, it's not a bad thing for South Africa at all.
We're not going to complain too much. Thanks so much for your time. Today, Wayne McCurry is Senior Portfolio Manager with Ashburton Investments. We're talking markets, investing, understanding those market terms in conversation with Simon Brown, who's founder of Just One Lap. If you've got any questions, do call us on 011-731-8502. You can also tweet me at Sikim Gabadeli.